Module 10, Building and Reinforcing Your Team. Teams don't immediately come together and experience success overnight. In fact, it takes a good leader to work at turning a group of people into an effective team. This module explores the various aspects of building and improving your team. Identifying team strengths and weaknesses. One of the most important activities that you will need to engage in as a leader is constantly assessing the state of your team, each individual employee, and yourself. Before you can put employees in positions to succeed, you have to have a good idea of what their strengths and weaknesses are. Here are some guidelines for how to assess team and team member strengths and weaknesses. Include other team members in the assessment process. Allow each member of the team a chance to identify both his or her and other team member strengths and weaknesses. Ideally, this can be done privately so that no team member develops resentment towards another for perceived unwarranted criticism. This also allows you to compare your assessment with others. When an employee or the entire team experiences a failure or a success, try to identify why this came about and who was most responsible. In the case of failure, identifying the responsible person is not about casting blame, but it is about identifying what went wrong so you know where and how to improve. When you are analyzing a success, however, it is good to give credit when someone, other than yourself, was particularly instrumental in that success. Determine how consistently an employee performs in a given role. If that employee is consistently unsuccessful, try to find another opportunity and role for that employee to be successful. Identify the skills necessary for success in certain roles, and when an employee is consistently successful in a role, note these skills as part of that employee's skill set. If an employee fails to perform consistently, you may also identify these skills as weaknesses in that particular employee. Observe employees when they act alone or outside of the team structure in order to determine how their strengths and weaknesses might change in different contexts. Perhaps it is not a lack of a particular skill that is the weakness, but an inability to apply that skill in a team setting or vice versa. Identify team roles. Dr. Meredith Belbin identifies 9 team roles that can help make up a balanced and effective team. The plant. The plant is the highly creative and unconventional member of a team. They tend to be strong in thinking outside the box, but their primary weakness is a tendency to be forgetful. The monitor evaluator, ME. This person is good at providing a logical and dispassionate view of the range of decisions before a team. They tend to have difficulties with being overly critical and slow-moving. The coordinator, CO. This employee, often it will be you, helps the team to focus on goals and to delegate work effectively. They tend to either over-delegate or under-delegate and end up micromanaging. The resource investigator, RI. This employee will tend to understand how your team's work can best translate to the rest of the world. They will be good at understanding the competition and developing connections with others outside and inside the team framework. But they can have difficulties with following up on or getting in-depth information. The implementer. This role involves someone who is good at taking theory and putting it into practice. They try to find strategies on how to make an idea work in the most efficient manner. Implementers have difficulty considering alternative approaches and may be slow to give up on a favorite idea. Completer finishers. These team members excel at the end of a task. They make sure everything is functioning ideally. These employees act as a kind of quality control. Their strength, having high standards, can also be their weakness, in that they tend to be perfectionists. Team workers, TW. These employees are really good at smoothing over the tensions and difficulties that come up when people are working hard on creative endeavors. They excel at working and playing with others, but they can be indecisive when it comes time to make team decisions about the best course of action. Shapers. These employees act as a kind of engine for the team. They can effectively get others going and create momentum. Typically, shapers are highly driven and enthusiastic individuals. Their weakness tends to be overly aggressive and temperamental in their desire to get the team's work done. The specialist. The specialist of the group might only know how to do one thing, but he or she is an expert at it. Their focus is narrow and in-depth, which can be both their strength and their weakness. An ideal team will be balanced with all 9 roles being expressed. Since many teams are smaller than 9 people, you may find that different team members excel at multiple roles. When you identify a key strength in one of your employees, for example, an employee who is highly energetic, then you can help them fulfill one or more roles on your team. The energetic employee, for example, might be good at being sharper as well as being a resource investigator. Someone who is highly critical can either be a completer finisher or a monitor evaluator or both. Design exercises with specific goals. Often you may want to give team members a break from working on their normal projects to meet as a team and improve team morale or functioning. Sometimes getting a team together for a meeting or a team-building activity can actually be an exercise in futility. In order to use meetings and team-building exercises effectively, it is helpful to have specific goals in mind, to identify those goals to your team members and to follow up. For example, doing a trust-building exercise after a time when team members were at each other's throats is helpful. But if you only do the trust-building exercise the one time, after a while, team members may forget the point or lose the benefits they gained from engaging in the exercise the one time. When planning a meeting, for instance, identify why the meeting is necessary and plan an agenda to keep the meeting organized. Sometimes the necessity is quite simple. For example, scheduling time for team members to play together can help them to recharge after a particularly grueling project. It can also help them build more of a rapport with each other. Having specific goals for an activity does not preclude having an activity achieve multiple goals. What to avoid? When planning team-building exercises, make sure that you don't undermine your attempt to improve your team. Here are some suggestions of what to avoid in team-building. Make sure that your team-building goals are relevant to your team's needs so that they are worth taking regular time away from other work to improve. Make sure that your team-building activities are not simply one-time affairs, but that they are consistently worked on to reinforce your goals for the exercise. While athletics can be fun for many employees, they can also be destructive towards building team morale, especially if they are focused simply on competition and winning. If you use team-building exercises, try to incorporate them more frequently than once or twice a year. Incorporating these exercises monthly or weekly helps to reinforce your goals. Case study. Guzman reviewed his employees' records regarding the previous project. He found that Marcus had been particularly good at meeting with clients from another company and getting the dirt on that company's project. Now that a new project had begun, Guzman was in need of someone who could research a similar project being undertaken by another team at another company to determine their progress. Knowing that Marcus could be really persuasive in getting people to talk when he went to a hangout that was popular with employees from both companies, Guzman asked Marcus to reprise his role. Guzman let Marcus off of work early so he could get to the local hangout. Marcus was able to schmooze with employees from the other company, who let Marcus know that they were having trouble getting their project off the ground. When Marcus told Guzman the news, Guzman understood exactly how much time he had to get his team to complete their project. A month later, after successful completion of a project that would mean millions for the company, Guzman took a moment to specifically single out Marcus's good job on getting the skinny about their competitors.